Hi students, you're listening to the Victory Mentor East Youth Podcast. We hope that this message brings encouragement to your life. To hear more audio messages like these, log on to victorymentoreast.org. Now here's your message.
Tonight, we're going to talk about a topic that is very timely and at the same time, we believe that is very crucial in your life. Bago natin pag-usapan yon, I want to ask you first and I want you to share your answer to your seatmate. The question is this, okay, what is your motto in life? Simpleng-simpleng tanong lang. Just for a few seconds, share it to your seatmate. Okay na, okay na. So ngayon, I wanna hear some of the answers of your seatmate. Okay? Yung seatmate nyo, ha? Sige, kuya, nasa likod. Pwedeng, pahinggan naman natin yung mga sagot nila. Kuya, dali. Lapit ka na dito. Isigaw mo na lang. Anong sagot ng katabi mo? Ayun, ang motto daw ng katabi niya, ng friend niya, I'm so pretty. Ah, may nakarelate ba sa inyo doon? Okay. How about the others? Dito naman. Ito. Sige. Sagot ng katabi mo.
Be the head, not the tail.
Ang manginig tayo makinig. Ang sagot niya ay?
Be the head and not the tail.
Be the head and not the tail. Ah, pwede. Ah, dito naman. Ah, sagot ng katabi mo.
Ano daw? Love is blind, full of mystery.
Iyo naman. So, love is blind and full of mystery. So, pinagsabi siya ng I love you, sinasabi niya, bulag ka. So, parang ganun lang. I realize, lahat tayo, we all have certain mottos in life. May mga motto tayo na pinaniniwalaan, may mga motto tayo na nililive out. Pero if you're gonna analyze yung motto natin, simpleng statement lang naman to, di ba? It is a simple statement, yet when we try to analyze and see kung ano yung implication nito sa buhay natin kapag in-apply natin, we actually see that it is very important and life-shaping for some motto na meron tayo. Today, I want to share to you a statement that I believe is very crucial, very important because babaguhin ito yung buhay natin. There are people here na minsan ang motto natin kung ano-ano lang. For some of you, siguro yung motto nyo, pag-ibig, daig ng maagap ang masipag. So kaya, elementary ka pa lang, naliligaw ka na. For some of you, yung motto nyo naman sa academics nyo, it's better to cheat than to repeat. Okay, so cheat lang kasi naman umuulit pa next sem. Okay? Yung iba naman sa inyo, pagka pinag-usapan yung panliligaw or pagka kayo ng boyfriend or girlfriend, di ba? Collect and collect then select. Parang raffle lang, more entries, more chances of winning. Today, we want to talk about a statement. We want to talk about a statement that we believe is very important. A statement that if you would just see the profoundness of its meaning, if you would just see kung gaano ka-importante itong maging tunay sa buhay natin, it would drastically affect not just your spiritual walk, but it would also affect the entirety of your life. It would affect how you view finances, whether marami kang pera o wala kang pera, whether ano ka, milyonaryo o baryanaryo ka, kung sa tingin mo anumang meron ka, kung sa tingin mo lahat-lahat ng nangyayari sa buhay mo, whether maganda yung nangyayari sa buhay mo or not, it would affect how you view things in life. Today, we're gonna talk about that statement. And that statement is, God's not dead. Can you say that with me? God's not dead. Alright. What do we mean by that? Pag sinabi natin God's not dead, una, sinasabi natin na God exists. And at the same time, we are also saying that God is alive for us. That He is still for today. Hindi yung nabuhay lang siya dati, pero ngayon patay na. God exists and God is alive. And when we say that God's not dead, this is a very controversial statement that even in America, okay, a movie was created to signify it. Yung movie na yon, syempre, yung title niya, God's not dead din. Napanood niyo na ba itong movie na to? Sino sa inyo nakapanood na? Taas ang kamay. Ayan, ang dami na. Alam niyo ba na showing sa Philippines ang God's not dead November pa? So ang tanong, paano niyo napanood? Aha! Okay, so, but kidding aside, this movie would be shown here sa November pa lang. And I'm sure for some of you, napanood nyo siya through internet. But this movie is actually about a student like you who was actually questioned or should I say persecuted by his philosophy teacher. And he was saying, i-prove mo nga sa amin that God is really alive, that God really exists. So doon po umikot yung kwento. So kung hindi nyo pa napapanood, I would like to recommend this to you. Panoorin nyo this November. Talk about it with your family, with your friends. Okay, also, another controversial nasulat din is tong librong to, where it talked about certain facts, certain answers to basic questions that we have when it comes to the existence of God. Kung totoo bang may Diyos. Okay, so it is actually written by one of our pastors in Every Nation Movement, Pastor Rice Brooks. So I would really recommend it to you. Kung may time ka, may budget ka naman, mahilig ka magbasa, buy it in National Bookstore and it would help you strengthen your faith. And at the same time, kung ikaw naman may mga questions ka, doubtful ka kay God, okay, this would, book will also help you. Okay, God's not dead. Okay, so today, pag-uusapan natin, is God really dead? Can we actually claim for our life or for ourselves that God's not dead? And probably some of you here, or all of you here, nagkahati-hati na tayo ng opinion dito. For some of you, your claim to this is that God is alive. Okay, you're saying, nakubuhay talaga yung Panginoon. Okay, every time I wake up, I will declare, God is alive. I'm glad that you're here, if that's your stand. Because it only means na naniniwala kang may Diyos. But my hope is that as we listen to the preaching of the word, we would see na hindi lang natin ito kiniklaim. But it's also real in our lives. For some of you, if your claim naman is that God is dead, I'm glad that you're here as well. My hope is that something in the preaching would be said that would make you think otherwise. And my hope is that as you sit there for the next few minutes, that you would have an open mind. And lastly, kung confused ka, ano ba talaga ako, God is dead or alive? Okay, ito sa inyo, God is dead or alive. Okay, ikaw yung tipo ng tao na kapag okay ang lahat, good grades, maraming baon, tapos crush ka rin ng crush mo, God is alive! Diba? Parang buhay na buhay ang Panginoon. Parang gano'n. Pero pag things are not going well, kulang ka sa pera, may problema ka sa mukha mo, di ba? God is dead. Yung nalilito ka, hindi mo alam, God is dead or alive ba talaga? Today, we want to be able to help you as well so that you would be certain kung ano ba talaga dapat ng paniwalaan mo. Kaya nga pinag-uusapan natin yun today, that God's not dead. And for us to understand this, we want to consult the Word of God about it. So can I invite you to all stand? We're going to open our Bible to the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 18. So, labas nyo na yung mga digital Bible nyo sa Android nyo at sa mga iPhone nyo. Even yung mga libro nyo talaga na printed. Okay, let's read. Verse 18, sabi doon, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world and the things that have been made, so they are without excuse." Verse 21, "For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened." Let us pray. Lord, thank you, God, for your scripture. I pray, God, that you would just allow us to understand your word. And I pray, God, that as we realize that God's not dead, it would be real in our lives as well. This we claim in Jesus' name. Amen. Please take your seats. Allow me to give you first a background of the scripture that we just read. Yung book of Romans kasi sa Bible, okay, it was actually a letter written by the Apostle Paul. Pinadala niya sa Rome and he was saying to them na hindi pa ako nakakarating sa church nyo. Parang imagine nyo, pinadalhan tayo ng sulat ni Paul, na sinasabi niya, hindi pa kasi ako nakakarating dyan sa Victory Metro East. But I want you to know that this is my heart. For you to realize that salvation only comes through the gospel. That people must believe that what Christ has done on the cross is enough for us. So yun yung message niya. Pero at the same time, sa binasa nating scripture, he was trying to express his grief by saying that there are people out there who does not believe in Christ. So nalulungkot siya, yung nagpo-pour out siya ng heart. Na-experience nyo na ba yun? Yung may sumulat sa inyo o ngayon may nag-text sa inyo tapos pinu-pour out niya yung heart niya. Na parang, oh, sakit talaga. Akala ko kayong crush niya yung pala yung best friend ko. Ngayon na po-pour. So lungkot-lungkot niya. No, si Paul, yung kinalulungkot niya dito is because there are people who are not believing in God. But in saying so, in doing so, as he explained it in his letter, he is also making it clear the existence of God. Pinapakilala niya, pinapakita niya na totoong may Diyos. He is making sure and reminding the church in Rome that God really is real. And we will see it in verse 19. Sabi niya doon, "For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them." Here, we can actually say that we can know that God is real. We can know that God is real. Kasi sabi doon, "For what can be known about God, God has shown it already." Okay? There are things that can be known about God. And therefore, we conclude that God is real. Allow me to illustrate. How many of you here, narinig nyo na, or nakarating na kayo, okay, sa Mount Tralala? Mount Tralala. Nakarating na ba kayo sa Mount Tralala? Wala, wala. How about the people here? Nakarating na ba, may alam ba kayong facts about Mount Tralala? Wala, wala. You know why wala kayong alam? Wala kayong alam na facts or di kayo nakakarating sa Mount Tralala? The reason for that is because Mount Tralala does not exist. And because it doesn't exist, there's nothing to be known about Mount Tralala. But clearly, if we're gonna go back to the scripture, we would see that what can be known. By implication, there is something to be known, okay, about God. And God is the one who showed it already. It means to say, God really exists. And what is more amazing about this scripture na sinasabi natin, proving that God is real, is God is the one who showed it. God is the one who initiated. God is telling us na hindi siya yung God na sobrang reserved, bahala ka ikaw mag-reach out sa akin. God is a God who is reaching out. God is a God who wants himself to be known to you. In fact, I do believe that for some of you in this room, you are here because God wants himself to be known to you. Probably for the longest time, God is something foreign to you, something that you don't believe. But for some reason, your circumstances brought you here because God wants himself to be known to you. He is reaching out to us. I like the scripture in, same scripture in NLT version. Sabi doon, "They know the truth about God because he has made it obvious to them." Obvious. Ibig sabihin, madaling magets, hindi mo kailangan ng Bible degree para malaman mo yun, obvious na. Pag sinabing obvious, madaling makita. Sino ba sa inyo may katabi kayong pag pinag-usapan yung crush? Siya, obvious. Ah, obvious na may crush dito. Pero, pag binalikan natin yung scripture na to, diba, makikita nyo doon, sabi ni God, when you think about creation, when you think about the truth about His existence, it is obvious. Madaling magets. Kitang-kita na agad. And it makes you wonder, bakit kaya obvious? Bakit kaya ganun na lang ka-obvious yung existence ni God? Kasi sabi sa Bible, verse 20, "For His invisible attributes, namely His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world, and the things that have been made, so they are without excuse." In everything that has been made. That means in creation, it is evident that He exists. In creation, we can actually know that He is real. We can know about God through creation. We can know about God through creation. Sabi sa Psalm 19 verse 1, "The heavens declare, everything around us declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims His handiwork." Everything. When you look around, everything, if you could actually say that God's fingerprint is in everything around us. Nandun yung touch ni God. When you look at our planet, pag pinag-usapan nyo yung atmosphere natin sa planet Earth, ano ba yung hinihinga natin? Oxygen. Wow, very bright na student here, di ba? May oxygen tayo. But did you know that there's a very precise oxygen concentration in our atmosphere? Sobrang precise niya na tong atmosphere na to na may oxygen, kapag dumami or nag-increase yung percentage ng oxygen sa atmosphere natin, we could actually experience giant bugs. So na-imagine nyo yun, yung makakasalubong kayo, may lumilipit, "Ay, si Jollibee, di ba? Ganun kalaki, yung mga nakikita nyo yung bugs. And imagine nyo lalo kung si Jollibee hindi siya bee, di ba? Imagine yung lamok. Di ba, lamok, di ba? Isang kagat lang, ubos ka na. Di ba, low blood ka na agad. Or probably, pag na-uwi ka sa bahay mo, tapos may lumilipad kasi laki ng baboy, flying ipis. No? Adapuan ka, no? Yari ka. It could happen kung tumaas yung concentration ng oxygen sa atmosphere natin. But the reality is, it did not happen that way. Are we saying that is just an accident? Are we saying the composition or the concentration of oxygen in our atmosphere is just an accident? Let's talk about the distance of Earth from the sun. Kapag lumapit tayo, ano pwede mangyari? Pwede tayong masunog. Hindi lang nognog, sunog. Okay? Pag lumapalayo, pwede tayong magyelo. Everything around you is frozen. So kakanta ka na lang, let it go. So, iba't iba yung pwede mangyari. Pero, eksakto. Exacto yung distance natin from the Earth so that it would be livable for humans like you and me. Okay? Pag pinag-usapan natin tong Earth na to, it is so precise, the setup is so precise in such a way that it will make you think, aksidente lang ba lahat na nangyari itong mga to? Could go on and on telling you about the facts about our atmosphere. Pero ubusin nito yung oras. But the point here is, are we saying this is just an accident? Tingnan natin yung details ng human body. Ang human body natin is one of the most complex machine that we could ever find. Why? Kasi pag pinag-usapan natin yung body, kakain siya ng pagkain. Diba, burger, sarap. Sino sa inyo nakakain na kayong ganang kalaking burger? Okay, actual size, diba? Burger. Our body is actually capable of transforming that burger, that giant burger, into something that is part of our body. It can transform it into a tissue. Okay, na magiging part ng skin natin, ng bones natin, ng flesh natin, okay, ng teeth natin. Yung iba dyan, pag sumobra, magiging taba. Diba? So, iba sa atin, nasobrahan sa burger. This is the work of the body. It could actually do something like that. When you talk about the body, it could produce energy for work, for study, for recreation. Pag pinag-usapan natin yung body natin, it has its own cooling system. That is why kaya ang iba sa atin pinapawisan or lahat tayo pinapawisan. Why? Kasi pinalalamig ng katawan natin yung temperature so that we will be able to maintain 37 degrees Celsius. That's why we perspire. It's our own cooling system. And what is so amazing is, everything of that we said is happening simultaneously. Is it just an accident that it happens that way? Is it an accident that it happens automatically? Is it just an accident? Let's talk about the heart. Yung puso natin. Ay, naku, pastor, yung puso ko nanakaw na. Ayan naman. Alam na alam nyo, pagkausapang puso eh. Let's talk about the heart. Ever since you were formed in your mother's womb, that heart, or yung heart natin, has been beating already, has been pumping blood in our body. But, meron ba sa inyo, nabuhay kayo, tumigil for 1 week, ay, ano muna, break muna for 1 week? Wala. Talo niyan yung energizer. Is it just an accident that that heart is functioning like that? Could it be just an accident? Or could we actually say that there is someone or something, a powerful being, an intelligent being who orchestrated everything so that these things can be possible? Creation tells us that there is a great creator. That's why we can know about God through creation. When you look at creation, it points to a great God. Pag sinasabi kasi natin na lahat ng mga bagay na nakikita natin, these great things, these powerful things that was made, was actually just an accident. It's like saying na lahat ng mga to, okay, nangyari lang dahil sa pagsabog. Di ba, nung high school tayo, tinuruan tayo na everything around us existed because of the Big Bang Theory. Di ba? Ang tanong, if it's a Big Bang Theory ang nag-cause ng lahat na to, sino nagpasabog? Bakit nagkaroon ng bang? And sasabihin ng scientist, this Big Bang, itong malaking itong Big Bang na to, it was actually caused by pool of gases na nagkaroon ng nagkasama-sama, nagkaroon ng moment of combustion. So nagkaroon ng bang! Big Bang. So ang tanong, if it was caused by these gases, who created the gases? What causes the gases to exist? And I'm sure science would prove us down the line na itong gas na to, it was caused by something else. By something. Pero it will make you ask again, what caused that something to exist? Ah, scientists would say, it was caused by another something. And so on and so forth. If you would be logical about it, it will just make you conclude that there is something or someone, an intelligent being, who started everything, who created something that caused something. And that person is none other than God. We can know about God through creation. God allowed us to realize certain things about Him through creation. We would see that He is powerful. We would see that He is almighty. He is capable of controlling everything. But at the same time, when we look at our being, we would realize that there is more about God. Kasi every one of us in this room, there's a certain moral code that is written in our hearts. Okay, no one in this room would actually prefer hate over love. Meron ba sa inyo na gusto ko talang talaga hate na hate? Sino kaya pagising mo sa maga, sino kaya nga aawayin ko? Di ba? Sino kaya nga aaway sa akin? Parang saya nang inaaway eh. Walang ganun. No one in this room would actually prefer injustice over justice. No one in this room would prefer na nagkakagulo tayo or evil over good. Even an atheist, someone who proclaims that he does not believe in God, would fight for the rights of the extinct animals. Kasi for them, they are thinking that this is what is right. Sino naglagay nung sense of right and wrong sa kanila? What makes us think that there is a sense of right and wrong in our hearts? Few days ago, I saw this picture in the internet. Familiar ba kayo dyan? It was about a boy na nagtitinda ng pandesal, but unfortunately, someone stole yung mga tinapay niya tsaka yung kinita niya. And this is what the mother said over the interview in the news. Sabi niya, kung sino ka man na gumawa nito sa anak ko, sana makonsensya ka. You know what? That is an amazing statement because she just declared na yung taong yon pwedeng makonsensya. Hindi niya sinabi na kung may Diyos ka o naniniwala ka sa Diyos, kung kiniklaim mo na God's not dead, makonsensya ka. You know why? She said it that way because instinctively, we believe that there is conscience in our hearts. The question now is, bakit? Bakit kaya tayo naniniwala na may konsensya ka? Tingnan mo yung katabi mo, may konsensya ba yan? Mukhang wala. Parang ganun, di ba? Bakit? Let me tell you why. Let me tell you who placed those conscience, who placed those moral law in our hearts. Let's read the scripture. The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, "For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them and I will write it on their hearts." In Romans, sabi na, "For when the Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do what the law requires, they are a law to themselves, even though they do not have the law." Verse 15, "They show that the work of the law is written on their." Kaya pala may konsensya. Kaya pala we could say that kahit kumikilala ka sa Diyos or not, may sense of right and wrong in your heart because God has written His law in our hearts. And this tells us that there is a God. That the creation that we are, the being that we are, tells us that there is someone who created us. We can know about God through creation. Sino ba sa inyo convinced na kayo na may Diyos? Diba? Yung iba sa inyo hindi talaga makonvince. Yung sino na inyo kahit anong gawin ko, hindi mako-convince. But you know what? The sad thing is, it is not enough for us to know about God. It is not enough for us to be convinced na totoong may Diyos. Yung scripture na binasa natin, hindi natapos doon. Kung baga sa commercial to, sinabi nyo, wait a minute, kaping mainit. Okay, may susunod pa. But wait, there's more. Why? Because it's not enough for us to know na totoo palang may Diyos. The Bible says in Romans 1:21, "For although they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks to Him." They already knew God. They already know that totoong may Diyos. But still, they ended up doing what is wrong. But still, they ended up doing what is not honorable before God. They still ended up ungrateful before God. How was that possible? And tonight, I want to throw these questions to you. Could it be possible that you are actually in this room and you are declaring as well that God is alive, that God's not dead, yet in our hearts, we're also not honoring God? Could it be possible that there are a lot of people here who are even declaring na totoong-totoo Kristiyano ko, but when we look at our lifestyle, God seems dead? Could it be possible that we are actually declaring that God's not dead when we are surrounded by Christians or people who are believing in God, but when we are with our friends, when we are alone, when no one is looking at us, what we declare is that God is dead? Could it be possible that we are actually just believing that He is alive, but we are living differently? The Bible is saying, this cannot be. We cannot simply just know and believe that God exists. It has to be real in our life as well. Because we can know about God and not know God. When I was preparing for this, parang feeling ko nirarab in pa ni God. He was saying na, okay, it's not enough na naniniwala kay God. Kasi pag naniniwala kay God, may pagkakahawi ka dito sa dinidescribe sa Bible. Sabi sa James, you believe that God is one. You do well. Even demons believe and shudder. Bible saying, baka wala tayong pinagkaiba. But you know what? That is not the will of God for us. God doesn't want you to stay there. Someone who is believing God, but living a life differently, living a life as if God is not alive. God wants us to know Him. And God wants us to know Him personally. You see, you have to understand that there's a difference between knowing about God and knowing God. Magkaiba po yun. When you talk about knowing about someone, it's knowing facts, knowing stuff, trivia, certain details. But when you know someone, it talks about relationship. It talks about sharing of lives. 3 years ago, nung single pa po ako, hindi pa po ako nag-aasawa, I know Che already, yung wife ko today. I know about her. Nakikita ko siya sa Facebook. Minsan nga, ni-stalk-stalk ko pa ng konti. Diba? Pinitingnan ko, uy, okay, punta sila doon. Mahilig siya sa pizza. Parang gano'n. So, okay, malalaman ko na, uy, sabi nila, thank you, Ate Shea. You're so kind. Oh, kind na kind pala siya. Puno ng kindness. So, makikita ko, ang daming picture kasama ng mga young people. Uy, mukhang, ano, mukhang passionate sa young people. I know about her. By saying those things, I know things about her. But when I got married to her, things were different. Things that I just know about now became real to me. Now I'm certain. Now I'm confident. Now I can brag about it that indeed, itong taong to is really kind. Hindi ko lang nadinig na mabait siya. Alam kong mabait siya. At sure ako doon na experience ko yun eh. Alam ko rin na passionate siya sa young people. Kasi nakita ko, first hand, nakasama ko siya, ginagawa namin together. There's a big difference between knowing about God and knowing God. And today, God is saying we are not meant to be stuck just knowing about God. Probably for the longest time, you've been attending this youth service, you've been growing through your small groups, and what you see or what you hear is just facts about God. Sobrang nag-uumapaw ka na, para ka ng encyclopedia sa dami ng alam mo sa Bible. Pag tinanong ka, alam mo, basa. Memorize mo na. But today, God wants to move us from a point na ang alam lang natin is facts about God to someone who actually knows God through relationship. To someone who has a personal relationship with God. That's why you're here. Probably you're here for the longest time. God is saying, you are not meant to stay that way. You are meant to have a personal relationship with our God. And the Bible tells us that we can know about God and not know God. Hindi ito yung plano sa atin ni God. Hindi ito yung plano sa atin. Why? Because God's not dead. God's not dead. He wants Himself to be alive in your situation right now. If we're going to continue reading the scripture, we would see that Paul's heart was grieving. Paul's heart was in pain. Yung parang, bakit nangyayari to? Bakit sa kanila pa nangyayari to? Bakit there are people who does not believe? Hindi ito yung gusto mangyari sa kanila ni God eh. But he was grieving because this is happening to the people. They are exchanging the glory of the immortal God for images resembling the mortal man. Okay, birds, animals, creeping things. For in our case, probably we are not exchanging God to animals, pero mas mahal natin yung friends natin, mas mahal natin yung pera natin, mas mahal natin yung bisyo natin, mas mahal natin yung mga kasalanan na ginagawa natin. I mean, God saying, that's not my plan for you. That's not my desire for you. There's no fulfillment. There's no lasting fulfillment there. Fulfillment can only be found in me. Your security can only be found in me. Your significance can be found only in me, not in those things. He was also saying there in verse 25 that they have exchanged the truth about God for a lie. When you look at God, God would say that you, my son, my daughter, is a masterpiece. That I have chosen you, hindi ka tira-tirahan lang. That you are royal to me. You're a royal priesthood. You are someone who's wholly set apart. You're a masterpiece. Malupit kang creation ni God. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo kung mukhang masterpiece. Diba? Abstract. Di ba? Parang abstract. Masterpiece naman. God is saying, your identity can only be found in me. Are you hearing that? Church, your identity, who you are, can only be found in Him. But when we reject God, when we turn away from the reality of His existence, when we just declare that He is real, pero hindi naman natin siya sinasabuhay, we end up entertaining lies. When failure comes in our life, when trouble comes, we would end up having relationships to at the wrong time, at the wrong person. When problem comes, we will find ourselves doing the wrong things. When things got messed up, we would look at ourselves and we would probably say that we are a failure. Yung alam mo yung pag uwi mo sa bahay, discouraged ka na, tapos nagmumukmuk ka sa kwarto mo, iniisip mo lang, failure talaga ako, wala nang kwenta, walang pag-asa. Minemeditate mo na, parang dinideclare mo na sa sarili mo, failure, 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 failure. Lumutang ka na, kape failure mo. Yun na lahat yung lumalabas sa'yo. Why? Kasi yun yung minemeditate mo, yung lie eh. But God is saying, I don't want you to stay like that. I have the truth for you. That's why come to me. I'm alive. God's not dead. And also, the Bible says in verse 18 that we just read, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. God doesn't want His wrath to come upon you. But the Bible says, our God is a just God. Kapag nag-sin ka, kapag gumawa ka ng kasalanan kay God, His wrath, His penalty is upon us. But He's a good father. Imagine yung good father, sabi niya, parurusahan ko to. Yung wrath ko, yung suffering, ibibigay ko sa kanya. No logical person would think na that is a good God. Kaya nga ayaw niya na mangyari sa atin yun. In fact, for some of us, we're actually on our way there. For some of us, we're actually there. That's why God is saying to you, my son, my daughter, don't stay there. What I have for you here is my blessing. What I have for you here is the promises of eternal life. What I have for you here is the best that you could possibly imagine. The Bible says, God's will for us is good, pleasing, and perfect. The best. That is why God is saying, don't stay there. Kaya pala nagigrieve yung heart ni Paul. And I'm sure, kaya nagigrieve yung heart ni God. Because God doesn't want us to stay that way. Today, we are talking about God's not dead. Because I believe God has a purpose why God brought you here. God wants you to realize na, yes, He is alive, but at the same time, He is a God that is for you. He wants it to be real in your life. Hindi yung nadidinig mo lang, hindi yung nababalitaan mo lang, buhay pala yung Diyos. God wants it to be personal to you and God wants it to be real for you. That's the very reason why God sent Jesus Christ. More than 2,000 years ago, people like you and me are doing the same things. Nandun na naman yung creation eh. Nandun na nga rin yung Bible. Yet people are still doing the wrong things. Doing things that are not honoring before God. But what God did to remedy that, what God did to make sure that it would be personal to you and me, He sent Jesus Christ. Why? Because Jesus Christ would be the evidence, the proof that indeed He is real and that His love and care is for you and for me. The Bible says, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Verse 7, if you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know Him and have seen Him. Church, I do believe that God wants you to know Him personally. God wants you to have a relationship with God. And how? Bible says, Jesus declared, I am the way. I am the way for you to know Him. I am the way for you to be personal with Him. Let us pray. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord God, that you are the ultimate proof, Lord God, that God is not dead. Lord, I thank you that even in our situations, God, how no matter how bleak the hope may seem, no matter how difficult, God, circumstances, God, that we are facing right now. Lord, I thank you, God, that Jesus is the ultimate proof, God, that you are not dead. Lord, I thank you, God, that even today, Lord, amidst the problems, amidst the wrong things that I have done against you, Lord, you are still calling me back. You are still asking me, God, to have a relationship with you. Lord, I thank you, God, because that's a declaration, God, that God's not dead. And I thank you, Lord, Pray indeed today, Lord, we could actually experience a personal relationship with you. Lord, thank you for bringing us back, for reminding us, God, that in my life, through Jesus, God's not dead. I want to pray for a group of people in this room. Probably you are here and you know in your mind, you know in your head that God's not dead, that He is for you. But somehow because of the difficulty that you are facing right now, the problems that you are facing right now, it seems like God's dead. But today, God wants to give you that grace to believe once more. If you're that person and you're saying that, Lord, I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief. I want to be able to stand in faith with confidence, God, that indeed you are alive in my situation. In faith, would you raise your hand and just say, Lord, I want you to be real in my situation right now. If you need God's help, just raise your hand in faith that He will come and rescue you. Just raise your hand if that is you. No matter how difficult it will be, no matter how complicated your situation, if you're saying, God, if you're alive in my situation, I will see your grace in my life. If that is you, you're asking for God's grace in your situation, just raise your hand. Lord, you see the hands of these students, Lord God, these young men and women. Lord, thank you, God, for, Lord God, their situation is not beyond hope. Lord, you are more than enough, God, to rescue them. God, there's no dead situation in you because you have always been the source of life in everything. And today, we declare life, Lord God. We pronounce life, Lord God. Lord God, as you come into their situations, as you come into their problems, Lord, I thank you, God, that you would show yourself alive. God, that they would be able to declare that indeed God's not dead. And they would see the breakthrough. They would see the help. They would see, God, that, Lord, you're a God who is personal. You're a God who is there for them at this very moment, Lord. Lord, thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being here, Lord. In Jesus' name.